For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN, $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
We think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A special envoy calls it quits over the Syria pullout. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Brett McGurk, special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, had been planning to exit his post in February of 2019, but sources tell CBS News that he informed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that he'll accelerate his departure due to a strong disagreement with President Trump's snap decision to withdraw 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, effectively abandoning U.S. allies in the region. McGurk submitted his resignation on Friday, just one day after Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his post, citing fundamental disagreements with the commander-in-chief. Chief.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after surgery to remove a malignant growth in her left lung. It's the third time Ginsburg has been treated for cancer since 1999. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in a fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
AAA says lots of people will be traveling for the holidays. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The organization says there will be a 4.4% increase in Christmas and New Year's travel over last year. A record-breaking 112.5 million travelers expected to take to the nation's runways, roads, and rails, most of them driving, with 102 million Americans taking advantage of the low gas prices and flying 6.7 million. The year-end holiday travel period is defined as the Saturday through Tuesday, January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. Some stores let you return anything, even without a receipt. Others restrict you with time limits and restocking fees. John Clemens has the story.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.